And now it's time for some of the instructions and agenda briefing, and I invite Brother Balakishore. Brother Balakishore is currently working as Vice President Transformation at CARC Software, a cloud and analytics business transformation company. While Bala has been busy doing many things as a part of his work, he's also very interested in the being part as an experienced meditation practitioner. His desire to share the being insights with the larger IT community made him found a Spirit Summit Wellness Conference and Spirituality in IT Retreats, popularly known as SIT Retreats. He has been practicing Raj Yoga meditation since 1993. Brother Balakishore.
Good evening. Able to hear me? But I am not able to hear you. Good evening. Very good. You have been sitting for a long time, so just get up. So listen to the instructions carefully. Okay? Say as I say and do as I do. What are the instructions? Say as I say and do as I do. Okay? Front. Up. You're not saying, you have to say and then do. Front. Clap. Front. Up. Clap. Front. Front. Down. Good, you're following very well. Now the next instruction. Say as I say, don't do what I do. What's the instruction? Say as I say, don't do what I do. Front. And this is not allowed. Front. Up. Say as I say, don't do what I do. Don't do what I do. Front. Down. Front. Up. Front. Very good. Clap. Now, don't say what I say and don't do what I do. Easy? Don't say what I say and don't do what I do. Front. Up. Front. Up. Clap. Front. Up. Clap. Very good. The game ends. Thank you. Sit down. So is it okay if I take a few more minutes to walk you through what we have in store for you for the next couple of days? Very good. Quite often when something works very well, we say, iski technology bahut achhi hai. Ye nayi technology hai. So if science is the Moola Virat, inside the temple, then we can consider technology as the Utsava Vigraham that's taken all over so that we can experience the miracles of science. So here we are talking about inner technology. How can I become more effective and efficient in whatever I do? Howard Gardner, one of the very famous psychologists, he talked about there are five kinds of minds that we all need if we want to succeed. And I'm sure all of us want to succeed. Nobody gets up in the morning and says, today I will fail. So what are those five minds that we need, whether it is for future and even for the present? Any guess? Five minds, not just one. First one is the disciplined mind. Can I discipline myself? Very important. Second, there's a lot of information, there's a lot of expansion, a lot of parallel things going on. Can I synthesize all of these and make sense out of it? A very important quality, the synthesizing mind. All the slide decks, whatever they are used, I will share them. So just sit back, listen, and don't click any pictures. We'll give you the complete slide deck. The third one is the creative mind. If you keep doing what others are also doing, then why should I employ you? What's your uniqueness? That's where being able to be creative comes in. And we'll explore some of this as we move forward in the next couple of days. Am I respectful to the other person's idea? It's not that I'm the only one who knows everything. Because if I want to grow, if I want to succeed, I should be able to respect ideas that are different from mine. One of the fundamental qualities for me to learn. And the last one is the ethical mind. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. So do I stand for something? What are my values? What are my ethics? So these five minds, if we want to succeed in the right manner, then you would need all these five. Disciplined mind, synthesizing mind, creative mind, respectful mind, and ethical mind. Well, this is good, but how do we develop these five minds? Now, this is where I want to present a framework. We have a lot of leaders, professionals here, and the same framework can be used whenever we are trying to learn something, whether at the level of the self or at the level of the team or at the level of the organization. So the very first thing is what we call as gyan, or to know. Because if you're not aware of what you should be doing, what will you do? So the first step is to know. Second, yoga, and what I'm giving to the left are the subjects that are taught at Brahma Kumaris in that sequence. And that also becomes a very beautiful framework for us to learn something new. The second is to reflect. If there is one thing that the post-independence education has done in our country is to replace this reflection with rote learning. Unfortunate. When was the last time when you heard something and your teacher said, let's take 5 minutes, let's reflect? A lot of times we repeat without reflection, and that's something we are going to do quite a few times as a part of these 2 days, to reflect. And third, once you know and once you've reflected, you are encouraged to do. Otherwise, it just becomes theory. Implement, try, experiment. And that's what we call as the third subject, dharana. And once you do that, the best way to become a good student, a good learner, is to teach, is to share what you have done. And the fourth subject is seva, or to share. And when you have these four, what we aspire for is to become the swaroop. Not just try to memorize and then vomit something, but to become that. So these are the five steps that as a framework that we can use if we want to change. And the same framework you can start applying here as a part of this retreat. Okay? Five minds, five steps. And that's the reason why we started these SIT retreats, what we call as spirituality in IT. And we wanted to make it an interesting acronym which all of us IT professionals, because most of the times, what do? We sit. A lot of our time during the day goes in sitting. So there's an alternate way to interpret this SIT, that is spirituality in IT. And our intention was to make these simple yet profound principles of Raja Yoga accessible to all the professionals so that we can become more effective and efficient, because that's the goal. If you have come here, one of the hidden agenda is, what can I learn? How can I improve? So that was the reason, and it started off. We started in May 2011 in Hyderabad, spread to other cities wherever we had a lot of IT presence and the industry. So far, in the last 8 years, about 25,000 IT professionals have benefited. Small mistake. And the companies that you recognize, the brands, the employees from all these top companies have benefited. And the main themes that we deal with are leadership and self-management, stress management, lifestyle enhancements, and a lot of stuff related to health, and also about mind and meditation. Those topics that which are usually not discussed, which are usually not talked about elsewhere. And when we wanted to bring in people as a residential SIT retreat, that's where the inner technology retreats were born. So what do we mean by inner technology? Applied spirituality, leadership principles, and the science behind them. When you bring all these three together, that's what becomes inner technology. So all the sessions which we have in store for you, which I'll walk you through in the next few minutes, they'll fall in one of these categories. In 2018, we had the Rejuvenate with Peace Inner Technology Retreat, and this is the one that we are having here starting today. And what do we have? What are some of the topics? How does the typical day look like over the next 2 days? And one thing I want to tell you here at Brahma Kumaris, the day starts very, very early. And we strongly believe in the principle of das to karo bas. And it's a nice principle for all of us to take back. Yes, we can have lots of excuses. We work on US timings. My boss wants me to be online always 24/7, at least for these 2 days. What's the principle? Das to karo bas. Please repeat. What's the principle? Yeah. So some of the things that are applicable for both the days, we have 4 to 4:45 a.m. Amrit Vela meditation. I would encourage each one of you to take this benefit and experience this meditation at least for these 2 days. And then you don't have to take a shower. You can just come, wash your face, and if you want to have some chai, it will be available at all those complexes wherever you have been housed. And after that, we encourage you to go back to your room, take shower, and then come back for physical exercise. And then we have the Raja Yoga meditation course, those 5 subjects. What are those 5 subjects? Gyan, Yoga, Dharana, Seva, and then becoming the Swarup. So what are those elements of the Gyan? What is the philosophy or the belief system behind Brahma Kumaris? You will be introduced along with the meditation practices. And that also we encourage you to take the benefit all the 3 days, tomorrow, day after, and even on Monday. And then every day from 9:30 to 11, we have first session. 11 to 11:30, we have the break. 11:30 to 1 again, we have the next session. And 1 to 2 is lunch. And then 2 to 4 is what typically we call here as the BK break, because you wake up very early, so it's important that you spend some time and give that rest. Not to check your mobile, but to give rest. And then we begin again at 4. You have your tea and then come back. And this is a request. How many of you can be here on these 2 days at 4:25 sharp. 4:25 in the afternoon. Very good. So that's an opportunity for you to practice your first mind. What was the first mind? Disciplined mind. So 4:30 we start with the sessions and then we continue up to 7:30. 7:30 to 8:30 we have dinner, and after that we have something interesting, what we call as spiritual entertainment. Now I won't tell you what that is. You will experience post dinner even today. Okay? And the first session is wisdom for transformation. That sets the context for these 2 days. And the second session is how do we use meditation as an opportunity to find solutions to whatever questions or problems that we face in our life. And in the afternoon tomorrow, if there is one thing that has become not just a part of our life, it's become a part of our body. Very rarely we let go of it. And that is also becoming toxic. And that is also making us weak, physically and mentally and spiritually. So how do we develop that inner resilience through digital detoxification? We'll discuss that tomorrow afternoon from 4:30 to 5:30. 5:30 to 7, we have a very interesting session outdoors, what we call as meditation lab. How, what, when, where, all these aspects about meditation will be discussed as a part of our experience. And 7 to 8, that's something very special. We will all be meeting Dadi Janaki. And can you guess what's her age? 103 years. And just a couple of days ago, she arrived from London. Amazing soul. So we are very lucky. I should say blessed. Quite often I don't use the word lucky, I use the word blessed. So we are blessed to have Dadi Janaki amidst us. So we'll meet her tomorrow evening from 7 to 8. And on Sunday, the program continues. We have Mr. Som Mittal, ex-NASCOM chief, who will share with us his life's journey in the form of Making of Wise Leader. 9:45 to 11:15, quite often we quip, I want to do it, Bala. I want to wake up, but I'm not able to. I want to quit this, but I'm not able to. So what is that mechanics of not being able to do? What is the mechanics behind how I can do what I want to do? We will discuss as a part of tools to improve our willpower. And 11:45 to 1, we have something very interesting. By now, you must have understood what happens here at Brahma Kumaris. So the title of the panel discussion is Putting the I Before the T. So all of us are IT professionals. This is something that you all can remember. I always comes before the T. Yes or no? That's when it becomes IT. So we'll explore both the I part and the T part, and how do we put the I before the T. So that's the panel discussion. We have some distinguished guests who will share their experience, and we're also going to take questions from you. So if you have any questions for the panel, you can write and share with us. And then we have positive attitudes for success. You might be wondering, are there negative attitudes for success? We will explore those tomorrow evening. I won't share any more details. And from 6 to 7:30, we have the Awakening Wisdom Within talk. Now, so far, any questions? Does that excite you? We are excited. So, but I don't hear that. That's better. Thank you. And on Monday, the Rajyoga meditation course continues. We have the valedictory session. And yes, a Santa's breakfast and also picnic for those of you who are going to stay back on Monday. And there's something interesting that we have in store for you. You have the virtue band. Yes, now that you are proud, I am like this. Let's also see if we can spot those virtues. In these next couple of days, when you spot this virtue in any one of them, in any of the activity, whether within the hall or outside, in the place where you stay, where you're eating, where you're spending time with your friends and family that you are here, when you see a virtue in anyone, we have a board outside, stick it there. And let's see how many virtues we are able to spot amongst each other. Okay? Good. And we have something, you can scan your QR code, those who are tech savvy, those who are not so tech savvy, that QR code is here, behind the badge. Or you can visit that URL and you can give us your daily feedback. Because then we would like to share with you what the whole team is feeling, what we call as the mood meter. So every day in the evening, we are going to share that feedback. So we would encourage each one of you at the end of the session or at the end of the day, in the afternoon, whenever you think of, to give your feedback. You go there, they're just, it's very simple. You can slide the bar and tell us, I'm feeling light and my mind is free. Most peaceful time today, you can choose. And what's my overall positive mood? And then you also have a fourth question. Very simple ones, takes hardly 20 seconds. And what is it that we want you to do for these 2 days? Any guess? You have been hearing, listening. So what do you think we want you to do? Have fun. Very good. I like that. Be present. Very good. What else? Present and participate. Continue to listen. Only listen. Gyan, yog, dharana. What else? You're saying something? Experience. Very good. The kid there says experience. Give him a big hand, please. Yes. Awaken. Wonderful. Very sweet. Now, the first thing, for these 2 days, try and think less, think slow. As Arunaben was saying, your food, your stay, and the sessions all are taken care of, and this is weekend. So this is your time. You made time for yourself, so don't think about things, because even if you think for today, you will take it up only after you return. Yes or no? So when you are here, as someone was saying, be here. Think less, think slow, don't be in a hurry. Even at the dining, enough food is there. Eat right. Think slow, think less, eat right. Sleep well. Very important. Any guess what might be the fourth one? Wake up early, good one. Sleep well, yes. Teach. Speak well, very good. Move more. Sleep well, move more. And yes, of course, speak well. And the best comes the last, which is be punctual. Yes, the disciplined mind, we said that. Very good, that's coming. That's coming. So she's talking about the mobile usage, so that's the last. So if you use your mobile full, then your trip becomes useless. But if you use your mobile less, your trip becomes useful. So you choose which less you want and which full you want. Okay? We will explore this a lot more, but for these 2 days, if you can remember one swaman, what we call in Brahmakumar is the self-respect. Shall I share that? Will you practice at least 10 times in an hour? How many times? 10 times in an hour. And the swaman, the self-respect is, I am the master, not my mobile. What's the Suman? Very good. Again, who is the master? Very good. So remember that. And how many times in an hour? 10 times. And that's the number of times our mind gets pulled to check our mobile. That's when each time your mobile reminds you, remember this, Swaman, that I am the master, not my mobile. Very good. That's all I have. But today, have fun, enjoy, and have some good time. Thank you.
Thank you, brother, for all the interesting instructions. It's not only instruction, it's not only guideline, but it is also very interesting and very practical. So thank you, Brother Balakishore.